Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. This is your community radio station, Raven Radio in Sitka, Alaska. And joining me in the studio is Jessica Gibson, Development Director for Braveheart Volunteers. Welcome to Morning Edition, Jessica.
Thanks for having me.
Well, there are a number of things going on you'd like to discuss, but first let's cover the big one, the New Year's Eve party. What's going on?
Yes, so we're having a little shindig, if you will, from 5 to 7 p.m. Homeport Eatery tomorrow, 31st. I can't believe the New Year's already here. But it's really just a little thank you from us to our community. We get so much support from the community of Sitka, and we've had a great year in donations. And it's really just a party just to say, come, let's celebrate together, and we want to say thank you. So we're going to have some appetizers. We're going to have some drinks. And yeah, just have a good time and hang out for a couple hours on New Year's. So
this is for donors and volunteers.
Yes, it's anyone who gives their time, like our volunteers, financial contributors, like our donors, or those who just make soup for us. We do luncheons every month where we ask for people to donate soup, so people who come to luncheons can have some lunch for free. So if you've made a soup for us, a dessert, a bread, any of that, come on tomorrow from 5 to 7.
Well, there are so many ways that the community contributes and assists Braveheart volunteers, and everybody's welcome.
Everyone's welcome.
Well, and this event will also cap off a pretty big fundraising push you folks have been doing.
This year has been pretty special for us because we've been able to go above and beyond our normal fundraising goals. We've had a large initiative this past fall where it's basically a matching program. We've had a couple of donors come forward and say, if you can raise this amount of money, we're going to match it dollar for dollar. So we've been pushing hard to try to get that because it's rare for us to receive that kind of match. So we had a grant come forward. We had a large donor come forward, and we're trying to reach that. And unfortunately, it ends tomorrow, but it's really the party is to celebrate all the efforts of this year to try to get those matching dollars. So
and this has been a $65,000 goal for this particular fundraising push. Mm-hmm. You're capping it off tomorrow night with a big celebratory party, and you're almost there. You've almost made it, right?
Yeah, we're almost there. We're really close. Like I said, it ends tomorrow. So it's kind of the last push to get the match, because it's a rare scenario where someone will come to say, like, you raise this, you raise $5, we'll give you another $5 on top of that. So we're trying hard. We're almost there. And what that's going to be able to do for us is next year, we're going to really put forth an effort to develop youth grief and bereavement programs. And a lot of that funds that we're raising now that ends tomorrow will go towards that development, as well as we're in a world where, you know, the population is aging. You know, in 2020, the aging population 65 and over in Sitka is supposed to raise by 5%. You know, and when people age, the demand for those services and resources and elder care will increase too. So getting this money in the matching program will keep us sustainable when the demand increases. So.
And how can people donate if they'd still like to contribute some of their funds to you folks?
Well, you can go. We accept donations through check, cash, or credit card. So if you'd like to just come by our offices, we actually are in the manager's house of the Pioneer Home. And just stop by 924 Monday through Friday. Or, you know, just put a check in the mail, P.O. Box 6336, Sitka, Alaska. Or give us a call. 747-4600, and we can talk to you or answer any questions that you may have too as well. And all donations are tax deductible as well.
So the New Year's party tomorrow, 5 to 7 p.m. at Homeport Eatery. And then you have some programming you'd like to talk about.
Yeah, we actually have couple new things coming up. Right now we have an ongoing grief group. I think you actually just mentioned it a little bit while ago. But every second and fourth Monday of the month, we have an ongoing grief group for adults. It starts at 6 to 7:30 p.m. And actually, there's one tonight. So if you are experiencing grief, you want to come check that out, go ahead. You can call us if you have any questions, 747-4600. But also coming up in the spring, we're going to be doing a closed group. So the ongoing grief group is open to anyone. Anyone can pop in at any time. But the closed group is more of a curriculum family base. So you're trying to build the relationships. So that's coming up in the spring. And then also, we need more volunteers, to be honest. We have a lot more care receivers coming in and people asking for some help. So we need some volunteers, and we're going to do an orientation coming up in January. And the date's still being determined, but that's coming up on the horizon. It's coming close.
Can you give us an idea of what kind of volunteer work you need?
So volunteer, we actually have a program called Adopt a Grandparent. I think this is the best way to explain kind of what we do. And that is we do a lot of respite care for elders in the community. So if you come and volunteer with Braveheart Volunteers, basically once a week or once every 2 weeks, you're going to go into the home or the Pioneer home or other sick community hospital and visit with an elder in our community for about 1 to 2 hours. And that's anything from I play dominoes. That's what I do when I go visit my adopted grandparent, is I'll go in, we'll just play dominoes for a couple hours. And what that does is just give them companionship, but it also provides respite care for their primary caregiver. So they're allowed to go out of the house and someone is with their elder or their loved one, and they can go to the grocery store. So that's basically the premise of what we do. And if you're volunteering with us, you're just visiting.
Okay. And the Adopt a Grandparent program you can do with your children too as well.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yep. And it teaches them the act of volunteerism, you know, giving back. So you're teaching your children too.
So a lot going on at Braveheart Volunteers, the New Year's party, you need more volunteers, the grief support group.
Yep.
And again, 4600 is the number to call if folks would like more information. You're also on the web.
Yep, also on the web, braveheartvolunteers.org.
Well, great. Thank you so much, Jessica.
Thanks for having me.
I've been speaking with Jessica Gibson. She's Development Director with Braveheart Volunteers in Sitka.